Now, back to America briefly, because the American presidential elections are on Tuesday, and we'll know soon if Obama is to be elected for a second term or if Mitt Romney will become the leader of the United States. Now, religion plays an important part in American politics. Obama identifies as a Christian, whereas Mitt Romney is a prominent elder in the Mormon Church, where many Christian denominations regard as a cult. However, his social conservatism is known to be attractive to voters who want to preserve the definition of marriage and curtail abortion. Dr. Alexander Ornella is a lecturer in religion at the University of Hull and has been telling Judy why religion's important at the American ballot box.
These elections are certainly going to be very interesting from a religious perspective, because it's the first election that none of the candidates is a white Protestant. Obama is black, his vice president is a Catholic. Romney is a Mormon, and his candidate for vice president is a Catholic as well. And especially Romney being a Mormon, that was an issue at the beginning of the campaign, because evangelicals and right-wing Christians would not qualify Mormonism as a Christian denomination. So it played quite a role in the beginning of the campaign. As at the point when Romney got nominated as the Republican candidate, things changed a little bit, because evangelical leaders and Christian leaders urged their believers not to vote based on denominational issues, but based on issues, which is the issue of abortion or the issue of marriage equality. So that was quite interesting to see the dynamics that were going on throughout the campaign.
What evidence is there that people of a particular religious perspective vote Democrat or vote Republican?
Well, if you look at the electorate of both candidates, it's still that around three quarters of voters likely to vote for Romney are white, and either white evangelicals, white Protestants, mainline Protestants, or white Catholics. The picture for Obama looks quite different, because he has the support of the vast majority, over 95% of the black Protestant community. He has the support of Hispanic Catholics, for example. And obviously he has the support of people who do not affiliate themselves with any kind of religious tradition. And this kind of shows us already that voters from a certain religious background, it's not this big block, really. For example, there is no such thing as the Catholic vote. But the Catholic vote is split up, really. White Catholics would support Romney, whereas Hispanics would rather support Obama. So we can say Catholics would vote Democrat. And that's interesting to see. If you look back 40, 50 years ago, Catholics would mostly vote for the Democratic candidate. And that has kind of changed as well. And I think the issues like abortion or marriage equality kind of played into that, into the split in voter behavior, really.
There we are, Dr. Alexander Ornella from the University of Hull with his thoughts on the American elections.